Welcome to another exciting episode of The Attack Podcast, where we subject your ears to a full week's worth of crap, chicanery, current events, and cool stuff. With your two favorite hosts, Kyle, a.k.a. The Green Ranger, and Lawrence. It's long for Larry Land.
Super long.
Yes, and fortunately, Uncle Buck isn't here, so we have sitting in for him today, Mr. Nixon himself.
Buongiorno.
And our favorite sound guy, of course, The Wolf, a.k.a. Ice Wolfum, a.k.a. Not Lloyd Banks, a.k.a. L Boogie, the man himself, Lloyd.
Yo, what's up, guys?
Did you say essay? Also in the room, we got Lauren today. This week's episode is brought to you by hashtag Bernie So Black. So, Larry, how was your week this week, man?
Oh, sir, thank you for asking. Well, I got two job offers.
Mm-hmm.
Same job.
Okay.
They want to know if I can come back. I'm like, I don't know. If I could come back to my original job, so which I just left.
You got a job offer for the same job you already had.
For the same job I just had. Yes. This is the city, mind you. then I got a job offer for downtown Department of Sanitation. The problem is, if you're an exempt, you have to pay for parking, and parking there is $10.
Fucked up, man.
$10 a day.
That's some bullshit. They make you pay for parking?
Yes. So wow. I am in a pickle.
Why?
Because I don't. If they don't accept me back at my other job, then I'm gonna have to go, and I'm gonna have to pay $10 a day for parking.
Oh, God.
And I...
That sounds stupid.
And I mean, you don't pay me nothing as it is, so...
Yeah. I mean, can't you like, park somewhere on Venice and hop on the 33?
I thought about doing the bus thing, but guess what? It's still going to cost a ton of money that I...
Well, it's going to cost less than 10 bucks a day.
No.
What is that?
I think that's Evan. How was your week, Evan?
Eventful.
All right.
Unlike us.
Motherfucker. Go ahead.
I'll be working, you know. Clocking these hoes on a more on a better note. I've been gearing up for the release of my EP that has been executive produced by aka Not Lloyd Banks, aka L Boogie the man himself, Ice Wolf. Ice Wolf. All
right.
And it'll be out tomorrow, August 8th, for
Sounds
your
good.
Sickening pleasures.
What is it called?
It is called Dank.
Dank?
Right. Yes, it's German for black.
What are you saying? Is it really?
It's also a synonym for something that smells bad but good at the same time.
Oh. Huh.
Like your own fart.
Oh.
Not anyone else.
Interesting.
I have some pretty bad farts, so I can't.
That's you never disgusting. Left, though.
Have you ever been in a fan? Thank you. Have you ever been in front of a fan and fart and it just whiffs back in your face?
I've been in a wind, like walked against the wind.
It has.
I'm a wild man.
Mine are beefy. That's all I'm going to say.
You should.
Ew.
Like stroganoff.
get some fucking.
We need to throw some. We need to shove some potpourri down your throat.
Yes, yes. I have to eat some. Eat some flowers.
Mm-hmm.
You need some fibers, what you need.
All I eat is fibers.
Fibers from crime scene.
Yes. Exactly.
Onward.
In forward. How was your week, Kyle?
My week was all right.
Your beard is back.
Yes, it's been back for some time.
Kyle's beard makes an ongoing.
It disappeared once a little while ago.
Here and there.
It takes me months to grow.
3 months ago.
Yeah.
I like Kyle's beard.
It's very nice. It's regal. It actually accentuates his face.
It should be a supporting character in the show that is Kyle's life.
It is.
And not just a reoccurring optional character.
Yes, correct. It is the star of the show. Continue, Kyle.
I got to see that new Dragon Ball movie.
Oh.
Which was cool.
You going to hear about that?
Can you tell me about that
lightly?
I'll
tell you guys about it a little bit later.
Just... float over that film for me one time.
Oh yeah, we'll get to that a little later in the show. I got a job offer.
Nice,
which is a plus for me. Not at the same place I already worked or anything.
Yeah, I know.
Which is pretty good.
My life.
Yeah, it's all right. Lloyd, man, how's your week this week?
It was good, man.
Good to hear, Lloyd. Thanks, dude. Love your weeks, man.
real quick.
Yeah.
Have you heard what happened with Neil deGrasse Tyson in Australia?
Not in Australia.
It's Australia.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, I heard him calling out some Republicans on some bullshit. Like,
oh yeah, yeah, yeah. He's been busy this week.
Yeah.
But this is pretty deep. So he's on the show called Q&A. If you don't know what Q&A is, it's a debate show in Australia. It's been on for years. People like Bill Nye have been on it. Christopher Hitchens, great man. And Neil deGrasse Tyson, the great one, was on there this week. He was answering a question from the audience about a black Australian soccer player named Adam Goods. So he was celebrating his goals because he's a pretty good soccer player.
Okay.
And he did an indigenous dance. You know, Aborigine descent.
He's from Australia. Like, he's an Australian native.
Exactly.
And he did an Australian native dance?
Yes. So, members of the audience started booing him.
For real?
Making monkey noises.
What the fuck?
And a 13-year-old teenage girl came up to him and said, you're a monkey.
What?
No
was
bullshit.
Due to their familiarity with that particular dance, or just a
being
a for black
soccer in general, football in general around the world.
Well, Australians call it soccer too because they have football not the same as our football.
That's true,
but they do have football.
But around the world, it's known for being extremely racist. Like, you go to Germany, you got a black player, they have monkey faces on, they have blackface, they have signs. Like, all around the world, the hatred of black people is just astounding. Yeah. Anyway, Neil deGrasse Tyson was asked a question about this and how does he feel about this. So here's what he said. If you all, let's see, where is it? Okay. So, for example, he celebrated his score at the end of the game, correct? I mean, during the game, and he does it in a way that's different from everyone else gesturally, and to me, that's a form of freedom of expression, a freedom of speech, Tyson said. If you don't like that, at some point you have to confess to yourself that you're not a fan of freedom of speech, and so if you are going to do that, that's a different country from what I understand Australia claims to be, because Australia is always claiming that, oh, we're not racist, but mind you, they are considered the second most racist country in the world, after, of course, the United States, which is the worst. Tyson also reflected on the 13-year-old girl who called Goods an ape. It was another occasion in response to this. A 13-year-old girl engages him with a comment. He said, if you're 13, you just don't say that unless you came from an environment where that's been said before. So basically he said that your parents...
I mean, definitely. She's had to have heard it from somebody somewhere in order to get that in her head.
So the thing that hit everybody, Tyson, this is what he said. For example, apes have hair all over their body, correct? We all know this. Have you ever seen a black person with hair all over their body? Like Robin Williams hairy? Not at all. He's like, who is the hairiest biologically? White people. He's like, basically, white people are monkeys.
Mm-hmm. Slam dunk.
Yeah, pretty much.
Like, he's like, so I can hit you.
I mean, if you shaved a monkey, they're not going to be that dark.
Not really. No, not at all. And he's basically saying it's all relative. It's all racist. He's like, I can take that and flip it on you. So since you're taking specific features, color, you know, color of skin and all that. Yeah.
Yeah.
Neil deGrasse Tyson, we salute you. We love you. And thank you for everything you have done for us. Praise your name, Neil deGrasse.
Mr. Tyson.
How are you, Mr. Tyson?
Thank you, Mr. Tyson.
So we gonna go ahead and get into this.
No.
Show what?
First the plugs.
Oh, my bad.
Listen close, folks. We need your support, and we're on that struggle game and trying to grow. So follow us on Twitter
at @attack_podcast. Like our Facebook page. Send us an email. Our address is theattackpodcast@gmail.com. Visit our webpage, theattackpodcast.com, all one word, and leave us some comments or send us an email. We'll read them on the air to thank you for your support. And remember, you can find the show on Podomatic, SoundCloud, iTunes, all over the webs, where you can also leave us comments and reviews.
Well, thank you for that, Larry.
You're welcome, sir.
Yeah, so we're going to go ahead and get into the show today. You know, we had this big old GOP primary and secondary and bullshit debate this yesterday.
Yes, we did.
Yeah, we had this big old primary debate for the Republicans. Yes. And so I checked it out.
You did?
I gave it a watch.
Okay.
Apparently he had the highest ratings of any GOP debate ever. So basically the big winner here is, as we know, Fox.
Yes.
Because they got all those ratings.
It.
Yeah. And Facebook, not to mention. Because they co-hosted, mm-hmm. apparently. But
ain't nothing to host.
Yeah, whatever. Anyways, during the show, I guess, Trump actually did more talking than any of the other candidates.
Yes, he did.
Like, he had double the talking time than the lowest speaking candidate.
11 minutes and 14 seconds.
Thank you. Compared to who had the lowest speaking time?
Paul.
Yeah, right there. Yeah. Ron Paul, who had what, 5 minutes?
Yeah, he had like, let's see.
He had less than
5:30.
Less than half of what Trump did.
But interjected throughout, like,
yeah.
When they weren't even talking to him, he interjected and didn't say anything.
And to Trump's credit is he was asked the most questions.
He was the target. Like, as soon as he got on there, he was the big target.
And you know what? I noticed, like, Trump really does just kind of come out and say whatever he wants.
whatever's on his mind.
Because he doesn't really have to please anybody because he's backing himself.
Exactly.
So, I don't know. Because it opened up and they asked, of all the candidates, if you are not selected to represent the Republicans, will you get behind the Republican nominee and not run as an independent? And Trump said, no, I will not.
Which it was followed by boos.
Oh, yeah, of course. Republicans hate to hear that they're not the most important thing in somebody's life.
Yep.
So then, what do you guys think of the debate in general?
I thought it was a freaking travesty. Like, these people are running for president of the United States. Every single... I never thought anyone could get dumber than Bush. But we had...
You thought wrong, my friend.
We have 10 people on the podium that are, they're 10 times worse than Bush. Like, they're all, they're psychos.
I mean, yeah,
Trump is just a showman, and he's Trump.
Actually, you know what? After watching the debate, I do have a little respect for Trump as far as
he is
willing to stand behind what he says.
He held his own.
I do not want to see him as president, however.
Not at all.
I feel like that would be a huge mistake. I mean, has he ever even held a public office?
No, he hasn't.
Exactly. So why the fuck do we want him in the highest one?
But
what'd you think of the show, Evan, of the debate?
I watched something of a recap on it that I saw on Facebook. It really only highlighted his assholeness, really. It didn't go through the whole event, which I probably would have only fast-forwarded to. But I'm kind of morbidly fascinated with how he puts himself together, like, and how he views himself. Like, you could tell he really thinks
highly of himself,
that, like, you know, an elite,
the penultimate. Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I've seen, like, people with money usually have, they're either like polar about it, like they're either super super gaudy, like how he just flossy. Always is bit, like he's always talking about how he paid somebody or I've lent millions of dollars to blah 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 blah.
Yeah.
Blah,
oh, yeah.
Nothing. Or they're like mad secretive, like you'll never know,
like Zuckerberg.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Flip-flops.
He's such an ass about it. He really puts himself on fire and then just runs down the street of assholeness.
He needs to find a new hair man because this hair
a
piece
new
is
hair
ridiculous.
Man.
That shit is ridiculous.
You know what? It's not as bad as Bernie's hair.
Is who?
Bernie Sanders. Socialist Democratic, whatever. I don't know, man. He's in trouble this week because he done pissed.
Judging
black
by how ridiculous America is, though, what is the likelihood of Trump actually progressing to some...
I think there's a chance he might continue to do well for a while, but I highly doubt he's going to get the Republican nod, and all him running for independent is going to do is split the Republican vote.
Yeah.
So I highly doubt that he's going to make it into presidency.
Which is already in trouble, the Republican
vote. Oh, yeah.
Because, like, you have all these Republicans. What's funny is they're all saying the same thing.
The biggest problem, though, is nobody's really, really, like, no big group is behind Hillary right now.
Yeah.
So,
well, I mean, people want something new. That's
people
why
are going to vote for Hillary by default.
By default, we know that.
And that's all we got.
I mean, everybody, right?
Bad.
All of us are pretty much on Bernie right now. But, I mean,
Bernie's in trouble, but up until he really got in trouble, I was kind of rooting for him.
Yeah.
But
I still think he is a way better candidate.
I mean, he can pull out of this because he's not really that deep. He just said some stupid shit. That's all.
But
and everybody says
as far as
shit.
Trump becoming the GOP candidate, it's a possibility, especially if they voted right now, he would be it. But Bush is trailing a little bit behind him, not that much.
So, what's her name? The former Hewlett Packard CEO.
Oh, that chick. Oh man, I forgot her name. Where?
Just the second one on the bottom row.
Clinton?
Oh, I'm sorry. I can't see that well, obviously. But
she was pretty much ignored for the most.
Actually,
part.
No, she was in the secondary debate and she kicked some ass. Apparently, I didn't see the secondary debate, but I heard about it. She kicked some ass and she got airtime on the primary debate because her talking points, and she asked a question. They aired one of her questions on the primary debate, so I think she did really well, and it really did help her campaign.
Fiorina.
Yeah, Fiorina.
Yeah. Oh, that funny you mentioned the second debate with all the lowest. Whoever was low in the polls, they took the top 10 highest in the polls. Those are the ones.
Yeah,
that
we all
saw.
Know how that worked.
Okay, and then after that, whoever was left, they just gave them airtime.
Yeah, the last seven.
There were 30 people in the audience.
Yeah, and there was nobody there for that second.
Nobody
debate
there at all.
Because it took place before the primary debate. That's just like the pre-card fight, you know?
It was
same thing.
It's just
warm-up fight, but it was like 3 hours earlier than the actual debate.
Mind you, none of these people really talked about any of the issues. They were
dancing. It's a Republican debate. What do you expect?
It was just comedy.
But you know what? This is the first time. Because I saw another clip, and that was the first time I ever heard Bobby Jindal talk. That shit tripped me out.
His mouth is all on the left side
like,
of his face.
He talks like a straight Indian, and you know, like, I mean, I was expecting him to not have quite such an Indiana accent.
Yeah.
That shit was thick.
Yeah, it's thick.
I'm so used to hearing, like, British accents.
He really wants to be, yeah, Indian person, yeah. Oh, he so wants to be white.
Yeah.
Like,
oh, man. I was surprised he didn't have a hat on.
His governor's picture, like, they have him white.
If in whiteface or some shit?
Not
oh,
even
God.
Like, they painted him as a white man, and
wow.
He loved it.
That's,
like, this
that's
is how he's. That's horrible.
Yeah,
like,
that's
you have bad self image.
So, after we finally got off of Trump, though. Oh, did you want to say something?
Oh, no, go ahead.
Okay. After we got off of Trump a little bit, Rand Paul started talking, and Chris Christie had something to say about it.
Oh, they
started going at it. Because they were asked about security issues. And Rand Paul responds with, I want to collect less records from citizens and more records from terrorists. And Chris Christie was like, what the fuck, dude? How the hell do you expect to collect less from regular people and more from terrorists without collecting everything?
Because he knows where all of them are.
This shit made no sense. And then Rand Paul starts up with like, well, if you want to collect, you have to go to the Fourth Amendment and get a warrant. And I was like, wow.
These people know nothing
about
that
is some bullshit.
They know nothing about the Constitution, about any of the Bill of Rights. They don't know anything about law.
But he was backed in the corner so hard on that shit. That he goes out and is like, well, you were hugging Obama.
Yeah, he sure did. You're
like, what the fuck does that have to do with policy?
That shows you right there the Republican attitude.
Oh,
just
yeah.
Because they hugged
they
Obama.
Hugged because
the black
Obama showed up at a time that New Jersey was in need.
And none of the Republicans, they all said they were not going to help.
Oh, yeah.
And it was the storm. It was like the storm of the century there.
Yeah.
So Obama came to help.
Yeah.
It was like he act like his black is just rubbed off all over him. So you can't vote for Christie, even though Christie is a psychopath and one of the worst governors in the country ever. Like he's laundered money.
Why is he a psychopath?
The man has laundered money.
I wouldn't call him a psychopath.
Yeah, I was saying. But he's definitely done
some psychopathic. I was getting to it. So when somebody called him on that, right? He will get up in your face. No bullshit. This man will get up in your face, start cussing you out on TV.
He does turn to intimidation rather quickly.
Yeah, he does. He loves it. Like, just because he's a big dude, he's spits in people's face.
But that's New Jersey shit.
Yeah, I wish he would.
Hey, yo, I've been to Jersey.
Yeah?
It's wild.
How is it?
It's cool. I stayed in, like, the suburb. Like, the homies had, like, a really big, nice house and shit. It was really nice. It's, like, woodsy and shit.
How long were you there?
I was there for, like, 7 days. Well, I stayed in Jersey, went to New York and Philly from there. But New Jersey's pretty gutted, like the city and shit.
Yeah. Where did you stay in Jersey?
I can't remember.
The hood Jersey up north?
Nah, it was
or
nice.
In like the burbs
like
down south?
Tree.
Oh, you're in the burbs.
Yeah, we took a train from Jersey that took like 8 to 10 minutes to get to New York. You could see New York from the train station.
I ain't never been to Jersey. I don't really know that much.
Adjacent to anything.
I just know the hood is up north and the
I have
burbs
an ex-girlfriend who lives in Paterson, New Jersey, and apparently that's far from where we were.
Yeah.
So,
okay.
Yeah.
If you're a geographical guy,
mm-hmm.
cue
type
that
guy.
Shit up, nigga.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Look online.
Look online. Google it.
Mm-hmm. You know who got me? Mike Huckabee, though.
Oh, Huckabee was the only one that was like, that
Where
could say I have never
names?
Taken money from Trump.
That's true.
Every single other candidate on the panel was like, look down quietly when he's like, I gave everybody here money.
He did. He even gave the Clintons money.
Oh yeah.
Which he was like railed against. Like he was like, but
they
Trump,
they got
you know
on, they got on him about it, but he was like, I gave her money and I told her to come to my wedding, and I was like, wow, that's fucked up.
Yeah.
That's fucked up. Like she came to your wedding and you're saying it's because you gave her money. That's some bullshit.
But that just shows you politics today. And
like,
that's the good thing about Trump.
That was the biggest bullshit thing he said, though.
Yeah, it
like,
was.
I was hoping he would not come to that. Like, I was hoping he'd be a straight shooter the whole time, but that was bullshit.
But that is a straight shooter. He pretty much told, mind you, this man doesn't have, I don't think he has any coaches or anybody managing his political career right now. But
yeah.
He mind you. That's why people like him.
Let me be fair about what I'm saying, though, because like I do understand that if he were to actually be fully straightforward with what he was trying to say by that, it would have been illegal.
Yeah.
So he had to come up with something that wasn't quite illegal.
True.
To say on national TV, because he's not that. He's a dick, but he's not really totally stupid.
That's true.
Unfortunately. I actually wish he was actually that stupid, because then, you know, we wouldn't have to consider anything.
He's like Don King. He knows how to play the game.
Oh, yeah, he does. He does. But so what were you going to say about Huckabee?
Oh, Huckabee said the stupidest shit that night to me.
What?
He was talking about the military.
Uh-huh.
I actually got the quote here. The military is not a social experience.
What?
The purpose of the military is to kill people and break things. He said that. That's what he said
last
night.
So they don't fix things or help people?
No. Yeah, that's not their purpose. Their purpose, their weapon.
So we don't send in the military to help people ever.
We don't send them to
help
people.
They're
not here to defend us.
They don't service hospitals.
They are weapons.
Protect people that are being attacked.
They're sent to kill people and break things. Just that mentality, like we have these people are running for public. They held public
office.
That's
a dangerous outlook.
That's crazy.
That is a really bad outlook. I mean, I can understand somebody not being for the things Obama's done with the military.
Yeah.
But to take that stance to where the military is just there to break things and kill people is doesn't make us look good. It doesn't make America look good.
And Obama ain't really do that much with our military because
he cut it down a lot. And I'm not
down.
Saying it's bad, but I can understand somebody not agreeing with it.
True. But he cut it down, but to compare to, like, we are triple that of every nation. Like, we spend that much on
we
military.
We do have a huge military.
That can go to so many other things.
And the Republicans think of it like their dick.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
And if it's not a huge dick, then they're just unhappy and sad and need some way to compensate.
The insecure. Reference. Very insecure. You know, you got to go kill brown people, blow their things up.
Now, the other thing is when Jeb Bush was asked some questions, like he mentioned defunding Planned Parenthood and got a huge ovation for it.
Yeah.
And I don't understand how that's a good idea. Planned Parenthood is a major resource that not only helps provide information and tools for disease prevention.
Yep.
It also has low-cost health care for expecting mothers.
True.
And the money that funds Planned Parenthood is not allowed to go towards abortions.
Exactly.
So that in itself should really make the Republicans' point mute because, I understand them being against abortion. All right, they have an argument for that. I am pro-choice, personally. Yeah. But if you want to be anti-choice, that's your decision. You have the right to argue it. But I don't understand the idea behind defunding Planned Parenthood altogether.
Okay, you got to look at every election cycle. They always focused on one social program. They had One Stop. One Stop was a community organization that helped people get jobs and housing and even had lawyers to protect them. During 2004 election, because of a scandal saying that they were illegally getting people's names and putting them into the, you know, like multiple names for voting, they got defunded. They're gone.
Yeah.
Every election cycle. Sesame Street was 2012. Remember? Public put PBS.
Oh, yeah.
So like every election cycle is the same thing. They because the Republican base, they're more about social issues than actual policy. So they'll take those social issues and run with them. And this is another example. Planned Parenthood's been around. It was funded by a Republican.
And it's a great resource for people in general. And defunding it is nothing but a bad idea.
They want everybody to go back to the way it was where you had a midwife and the woman didn't have. Come on, dude. Like, really?
It's like, for real.
I don't
understand that shit. I'll never understand like why you would want to get rid of something that is there
helping
to
people.
Really help people out.
But see, that's the thing.
The behaviors you're describing are more indicative of psychopathic behavior than Donald Trump's assness.
Yeah, Donald Trump is a showman, and I actually commend him for the way he held himself last night, because he everybody was after him.
Don't commend him. Don't do that.
No, because like honestly, I see why he's leading in the polls and why everybody's giving him all this attention. But I honestly would be scared if he was president
because
I feel like he would
short term. Like he's a flash in the pan type of
guy. He's
like
a fucking loose cannon, and he's gonna do something stupid when he's in office
because he
wants to swing
his
big dick.
Like, I'm
and crush somebody.
Fascinated with his behavior and just what he's gonna say next.
Yeah, he's just gonna pull in more enemies and get people pissed off at America and the international.
But all these people go with their gut; they don't think about anything, and they get on Obama like, "Oh, he actually thinks about things before he does it." Like, there are consequences to everything we do. Oh, Jeb Bush. Actually,
Jeb Bush
blamed,
is the one that wants to defund Planned Parenthood.
But he actually blamed Obama for ISIS coming about.
He did, too.
Like, dude, do you realize your brother is the person that funded ISIS? Like, all of our weapons are in their hands.
Yeah.
They use those weapons against their own people to commit these acts. Like, George Bush, once he moved Saddam out of power, a different sect of Muslims came in. And they're trying to take it over. And it started in 2005. Like, dude, get over yourself.
Pretty much.
Why is Obama blamed for everything?
Because they're Republicans.
Okay.
That's their thing. Blame Obama.
Like, Clinton didn't even get this much
shit. No, because he's white.
Exactly. Exactly.
So, Evan, what was your biggest takeaway from the highlights you got to see?
Oh, man. It would definitely have been, it's Donald Trump, dude. I don't, like, he just fucking came out of nowhere. There was no, like, long-standing conversation, like, you know, Trump, will he run? You know, it just kind of, like, fucking popped up out of nowhere. And kind of like how Schwarzenegger became our governor, which I really,
yeah,
I was so,
that
like,
was a trip.
Nah. I had the nah face. I was a fucking, what year did he get elected?
It was, like, 2003 or 4.
All right. I was, like, 12, and I had the nah face.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
No,
I'm
doubt.
An adult now, and I got the nah face.
It was
shit.
That was weird.
Yeah,
that was
weird.
They kicked
weird.
Another governor out. They kicked our governor out of
Brown.
Office to put him in.
Yeah.
No, it wasn't Brown. It was, damn it, I forgot his name. Anyway, Gray Davis.
Oh, okay.
they kicked him out. I remember the day it happened. Like, you can see a line around the corner at the voting
booth. What year was he put in?
It's like, I forget. I think it's around 2003 or 4. I know when Bush was good in the office and the Iraq War started. So, yeah, I think it was around that time. Schwarzenegger is considered one of our worst governors ever. Like, he fucked our economy. Yeah. It was already on the verge of being fucked. Actually, yeah. It was fucked up, but it wasn't as bad as when he got in.
He pushed it.
Oh my God. Yeah. And he's following political cronies, you know, like Karl Rove.
He just made California look stupid.
Man.
For having him
in the first place.
I can't even fucking understand the man.
I'm glad all this happened because it's paving the way for not only our generation made this elect. Like, we put
Trump
Obama.
If gets elected, it'll be some Mad Max Thunderdome type
No doubt.
Yeah, that's like.
It's moving.
Because he's going to piss off all everybody we trade with.
Yeah, you'll
he's like Nixon.
Yeah.
He's like Nixon. They're going to oust him, and somebody's going to come in and try to clean up.
No, like, real conscious, like, day-to-day American could possibly think.
No,
the scary thing is
I use my words strategically.
It's
conscious day-to-day. I mean, true, like, working, true. Functioning, not idiot.
Got you.
For real. It's not just him that's scary, though. It's also Jeb Bush, Chris Christie.
Yeah, them niggas came out to play.
Ben Carson, goddamn it!
Ben Carson's even scary.
It's like,
Ben Carson's scary to be thought of being put in office because,
and he's like about to retire, so all the like freaks are coming out.
Yeah,
like,
oh God,
here's my time to shine. Like,
they're all into their God and their Jesus, and like, they don't care if you're not white, a Christian, love guns, they don't give a fuck.
And the reason Ben Carson's scary is because his claim to fame is being a doctor.
Yeah,
like he's not a politician.
Yeah.
So why the fuck is he?
He
up
was
there?
A political pundit for Fox News for years.
So
that's
why
how
does
he
that
built his name.
Qualify him for the job.
Because he works.
And
for
then
Fox.
Jeb Bush has the scariest fucking ideas in the world.
Oh yes.
His ideas are just as scary as his brother's.
He wasn't as bad as Huckabee.
No. Huckabee's been on Fox News enough so where people should already know
where he's at. Yeah, like, Huckabee's on that end of the world doomsday.
Oh my God,
biblical bullshit. Like, he is hardcore into that.
Huckabee's pretty much like voting O'Reilly in.
Yeah, and Cruz. I don't even want to get into Cruz. Oh,
Cruz and Rubio are pretty much the same fucking idiot.
Yeah, and they're both Hispanic, Latino.
They're both Cuban.
Yeah, it's ridiculous. Oh, and Rand Paul. Goddamn, this thing. This is the man who filibustered for 13 hours reading Green Eggs and Ham.
Not only is he...
It's like these niggas go to a rape last and first name dispenser. Like, can
Pretty
I
much.
Get a sex offender name, please? Newt
Pretty
Gingrich.
Much.
Like, where do you get these... who
Newt?
Named
who
you?
Named you Newt?
Where's your mama?
For real. Newt. Do you know what a newt is?
It's
an amphibian. It's
a
baby.
Lizard.
It's not even
it's
a lizard.
It's amphibian.
It's not even
it's
a lizard.
Amphibian. It's amphibian. As soon as the egg hatches for a frog.
It can't live out of water for that long.
Yeah. it looks like a sperm cell.
It pretty
Rand,
much does.
His name's Rand?
Rand Paul.
He's
Rand.
The son of Ron.
Rand Paul, yeah.
Rand is Ron's son.
Rand.
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 Last past tense.
Like, I
yes.
Rand away. No.
That was stupid.
Rand.
But Kitsch is whatever. We didn't, you know, even though he did get a lot, he got more
like
time than
the Legion of Doom or some shit.
They
like
really
that.
Are.
They, yeah,
real
Might
shit.
Well
there's
I'm
actually
do
a meme.
A piece.
There's actually a meme that
of
just
them
popped
all
up.
All in villainous outfits, respective powers.
A meme popped up today with the Super Friends Legion of Doom.
Chris
Lex Luthor
would be like the Blob.
Everybody.
Fucking Donald Trump would peel his hair back. To
he's Lex.
That's
like
Lex.
A brain
Lex
with money in it.
I got a question though. Which one's the Joker?
Joker ain't really a part of the Legion though.
Oh, you know who it is?
Out.
It's that bitch, Coulter.
Ann
she's
Coulter.
The Joker.
Ann Coulter.
If she's not the fucking Joker,
I
don't know. She is,
hold on.
No, she is
Damn.
Off the fucking.
She's
wall.
Crazy. She
she's
is.
Crazy.
She
that
is. Trump.
Is, she's lost it.
Trump said he's gonna put her.
So,
on. He's gonna
I
put her on. Her.
So then is Chris Christie the Penguin?
No, he's the Blob. We're going to universes. We're going to just jump around. We're going to do that.
All right.
But yeah, she's the fucking Joker, bro.
Oh,
she said shit
she's
that
crazy.
Made me stop listening. And I have no filter.
It bothered me. Like, at first I thought, like, okay, she's like Al Sharpton. She's a capitalist. She's just saying shit just to, you know, get attention. She actually believes the shit she's saying.
I think this is the power of TV.
Like, yeah, media, yeah, it really yeah, is. TV, it is.
It really
is.
Gives them this, like, I am. You're telling.
Bullpit platform.
It's true. You are telling millions of people basically what to do.
Yeah. Oh, it's yeah. a platform.
Like, Trump says, make America great, because he ain't going to do it.
Pretty much.
That's the most. It's the most backhanded compliment to
for real, though.
Of all time.
That's
make no. I said make America great again, right?
No, yeah, no, 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 no.
That's
no,
Ben
no,
Carson,
no.
I think.
No, no, that no, was
he
didn't
say make it
that
again.
Was Reagan, wasn't it?
So it's not great at all.
No,
it
no, make
was.
America great again was like way back in the day.
Okay.
Trump's is make America great
because it's not.
Even though we're
that's like heated up because it's cold.
Like he had the hat on.
We're actually considered out of. All the history of America, this is considered like the best time we've ever had as a country. We've ever had financially, even social, like
socially,
people, even socially, like people are actually standing up to nonsense now.
Oh, yeah.
Like
it, children,
like, that's the thing. Our generation is the one
honestly,
that's ushering this.
I'm just okay. upset that we don't have a Democratic debate.
We like, don't need one.
There's no candidates on the Democratic side that I really want.
Nobody's
to get
gonna
behind.
Fuck with Hillary except for Bernie Sanders. Bless his
I'm
heart.
I'm kind of really hoping that
Are you not
that
for
Biden
Clinton?
No,
kind of gets in
no
there.
No Hillary for you.
I'm not against her, but I feel like
put your
I'm not
table.
Really for her.
Nah.
The reason people aren't
what's
for
her platform? What is she
exactly?
What's her?
That's my problem.
Hillary
I don't
Clinton
know.
Jumps around. She's always jumped around. Like whatever her the people are saying, like she wasn't for gay marriage. She's like I'm for unions. She said
I
that
like
for the longest.
Her in this new movie that is the next presidential campaign because of the cameos that are Bill Clinton and previous. It's almost like when they do a remake of a cartoon or like a action movie, and like Lou Ferrigno is a cameo in the new Hulk movie.
Oh, like the Flash where
Bill
his
Clinton
dad
at
is
the
old
press
Flash
conference
yeah.
of the Clinton.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Come on, my.
I mean, I want to see it. I want to see it, but I want to, like,
we want some
substance.
You
want
some new.
Substance.
I
want
to hear something more about her than she has these fucking emails. I don't give a shit about the emails anymore. I'm over that.
Yeah.
The thing
I mean, I haven't looked it up or anything.
I've
I haven't gotten
like
into
recaps
it. But
like,
I want to get some more
her
on her.
The thing is, she like, represents the old.
Yeah,
that's
it
the problem.
Feels like that.
That's the only thing that bothers, because the Clintons been in office for 30 years almost.
Yeah.
So it's
she
kind
is
of
old too.
She is
yeah,
old.
Like she's gonna need a dope ass VP.
But that's the thing. She,
if she's
she
running.
Exactly.
If she's
she better get Bernie.
I read
God
something about what's up with Biden.
Biden might be running.
Biden might be running.
Might be.
I like Biden.
It's been rumored.
I like Biden too,
like
but
Biden
is a little rabbit. He's like a rabbit dog though.
So not real. No. He's not rabbit. He's just a little clumsy. He's a little
I love
clumsy.
It. That's what I love.
He's
I
a little
like
clumsy,
he
and he says some shit that he doesn't say sometimes.
He's,
but
and
he's,
he
he's,
laughs.
He's dope. He's dope.
His policy. He's been
Obama will say some shit and he'll laugh.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah.
And that makes me.
He's
feel
He's been
like,
a great policy maker.
Yeah.
You know.
And you can't fuck with him in debate.
Nah. Biden's
you can't fuck with him in debates, but
so I would like to see him get in it. Honestly.
I would as well.
I really want Bernie, even though I don't agree with his stance on Israel at all.
No,
fuck Israel.
I'm not. I like Bernie a little bit, but I'm not totally behind him.
I've always been a fan of his policies, and even like he tells the truth. Like even the things that you don't agree with, you're like, I can respect him for even you know because he does come at it logically.
Mm-hmm.
He doesn't just talk out his ass like Trump, for instance, or Christie, but. I always liked the way he presented himself, and he wasn't afraid. Like, you see how, if you ever looked at C-SPAN and watched them debate, like, it's like...
So let me get your biggest takeaway from this debate, Larry.
Chicanery.
Okay.
Complete bullshit. It's entertaining because these people are psychopaths. Like, we're watching...
Let's not just use this so loosely, dude.
Let Larry throw out the words he's going to throw out because he likes to throw out... He likes to throw out them power words.
I just feel like there are psychopaths in our...
Oh, yeah.
In
no
our,
doubt. No doubt.
Directive today.
I implore you.
So let's use it adequately.
I implore you to look up all of these men and look up their quotes.
You don't have to really look. They're popularized by their... psychopathy.
The way they carry themselves, like they're caricatures. They're not
caricatures.
They're not real people. Niga. They're not. They don't seem like real people to me. Like
what did you say they are?
Caricatures.
Oh my god, that's Niga. Worse than you saying.
Why can't I say caricatures?
Why can't I call you a nigga?
What's wrong with being a nigga?
So your biggest takeaway?
I don't like these people.
All right. Well, on my side, my biggest takeaway was I feel like Trump is working on some kind of plan here.
He's going to capitalize if he loses.
It seems like he's trying to accomplish something, not necessarily getting into office, but just fucking with whatever's going on. Yeah. Like, I think he's trying to pull some shit off, and we just can't.
I can kind of see where you're going with that, because even when he's being, like, booed or, like, someone's, like, countering.
Oh, he loves it.
Oh, yeah, he's fine with it.
They're like, what the, like, you. But you see his face? Yeah. It's always like.
You know who reminds me?
He seems like he's conniving and playing some shit.
Yes,
he's fucking evil.
Yeah. He reminds me of Vince McMahon, the way he carries himself. He's like a wrestling.
He's trying to be the Vince McMahon of America.
It's a show. Politics.
He's a show. That's it.
Oh, my God. Vince McMahon is a big racist. So.
He is.
Yo. So we got some similarities there.
You can tell by his neck and
he took steroids.
Yeah. He's racist.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Even though he is one of the few orange people on the planet.
Did I just make a redneck?
You did.
Good job.
I didn't even do that on purpose.
Good job.
Whoa. I'm racist.
You are extremely racist.
Yeah, a little bit.
If you have a redneck, anybody, that's okay.
Man, fuck your redneck.
You probably have a scarf.
All right. Well, you know who almost covered the debate?
Who?
Jon Stewart. He almost covered the debate.
I want you to hit the applause sound effect. There we go, Jon Stewart.
No. My bad.
There we go. Yeah.
There we go.
Why is that so sick?
There we go.
The Attack Podcast.
That's the real one. So Jon Stewart almost covered the debate, but as he was gathering his correspondents to cover the debate, he started off with three.
Yes.
And they were going to cover the three top candidates who were in the debate. And then another correspondent showed up, so he was able to cover four.
Yes.
And then another correspondent showed up. And then eventually he had enough correspondents to cover every single candidate.
Yeah.
But the problem was the correspondents didn't stop showing up.
At all.
No, not at all. In fact, every single correspondent showed up, including Steve Carell, Larry Wilmore, John Oliver, and Stephen Colbert.
Like, the originals were there.
Oh,
like, from everybody.
Way.
From 1999 when he first got on.
Way back.
Like, it was amazing just seeing all these people in one place.
Oh, yeah. Even Ben Carson showed up. Was that his name? Yeah.
It was Jon Stewart has been a hero of mine forever. Like, he's the reason I got into politics. Like,
you ain't in politics.
I'm in politics. I'm running for.
You're in politics.
I'm running for mayor. I'm running to be a mayor right now. Can I be a mayor?
How long have you been involved?
Vote for me?
Toilet.
2 days.
That must have been some inspiration you got.
Hey,
back
I
in
vote for Lawrence before I vote for Trump. So
thank you.
Fallen Aids
all day.
Office.
Mm-hmm. Anyway, But anyway, the reason I just started debating people about politics, reading newspapers, looking at the news, is because of this man. He's a brilliant man.
He has
he's
been a big inspiration.
I think I wouldn't be too crass to say that he is our. I think he's the voice of our generation.
I wouldn't call him the voice of the generation. I would say he's definitely brought out the voice in the generation. He's brought political issues to the front line of our views.
Yes.
Like, he's really brought it out and made it a little more interesting to get into and understand better. He's not really the source for political information, but he does help spur that little spark of interest.
But mind you, our generation, that's who we watch. Like, Bill Maher, I always love Bill Maher, George Carlin.
Well, the reason I say that is because
he's more relatable.
Even he himself says, like, he's not a good source for information.
He does.
But he does make it interesting, and he makes it, like, more worthwhile to look at. And he makes me wonder a little more about what these people are saying. Like,
exactly.
I found out way more about a lot more politicians because he's talked shit about them, or he's praise them a little bit, or he's just shown some stupid shit they say, and I'm wondering, does he really sound like that all the time?
Jon Stewart does for you the same thing fucking Bill Maher does for me.
Yeah. And I love Bill Maher was the first person to actually I watched, but Politically Incorrect was one of my favorite shows. But when Jon Stewart came on, it's like, it was relatable. Like, Bill Maher's in your face. And trust me, I like that about Bill Maher. But Stewart came to you as a regular dude, like, oh, this is the world of politics. Take it and do what you must. Like, that's what I love about the man. But go ahead if you have something to say.
No, continue, man. You don't have to cut off of me. it's kind of sad to see him go.
It's going to be hard.
Yeah. How do you know how many of his correspondents actually showed up?
Everybody.
Do you know what was it, like 30, something like that?
It was close.
It was everybody. Even Olivia Munn showed up. Was she ever on his show?
She was on the show for like a month or so.
For real?
Yeah.
I had no idea. I must have missed that.
There was a black guy on there. I forget his name.
He was on for like 2 weeks.
He was on for 2 weeks. Yeah. I remember the 2 weeks because I watched him. but it was a very, that's the thing about Stewart. He didn't make the show about him. He made it about his staff.
Like, oh, yeah.
The writers, the correspondents, and everybody behind the scenes, that's all he... But he
well, the thing is, he really like changed the direction of the show when he took over.
He did, because
he was like one of the lead writers before he took over. But when he took over, he changed how it was done.
The focus,
all that stuff.
Because Kilborn was the first.
Craig Kilborn. That's
yeah, Craig Kilborn was the first. He was a late night talk show on NBC. They fired him. He went over to Daily Show, and it was just fart jokes. It was pop culture shit. Yeah. It was like, okay.
It was like a funny satire.
Yeah.
But then Jon Stewart came in and changed the face of the satire.
Yeah.
Which was really cool.
Like, they were doing research. Like, this was in-depth research, but it was funny.
Oh, yeah.
Like, I don't think we'll ever see another... another person like him.
No. And then he did a little thing where he took us through the whole studio and kind of gave a quick look at how many people are working on that show.
Yeah.
And it's a... pretty big staff.
It was a nod to Goodfellas.
it was pretty good for sure.
It was pretty good. So they came in, they showed Wyatt Cenat, who was one of the correspondents.
He was one of the funniest, to be honest.
He was one of his best writers. One of my favorite correspondents as well. They had a falling out, if you guys don't know. The reason why Cenat left the Daily Show was because him and Stewart got into it about Ben Carson, the way he spoke. So Wyatt Cenat thought, like, you know, that's a little, he came to his boss and was like, that's a little racist. He was like, well, he's like, it's not racist, but just, you know, you could probably fix that. But Stewart didn't want to listen because he was getting heat from everybody. Like, he was totally frustrated.
Yeah.
He was like, no, fuck that. Like, totally just blew him off.
Mm-hmm.
So Cenat was like, well, I ain't going to work in this environment. So he left. So, but it was good the way they, because he went
yeah,
on.
Yeah, because he was like, nah, I'm not coming in.
it was like a broken up couple. You could tell Stewart loves him, and he was sorry about the way it went down.
Yeah, no doubt.
He didn't want him to feel like that. So he's like, you good? You good?
Yeah.
Like, yeah, I'm good. You good? Like, yeah, I'm good. It was like an old broken up couple.
It was pretty funny, though, the way
it was amazing.
Yeah, it was good. It was really well done.
It was very well done.
I wish they showed like some scenes from the party they had after all.
I wanted to. Colbert came out last.
Yeah,
because that is his greatest correspondent.
Yeah,
my favorite.
In some people's opinions, definitely.
That Minute. I don't think you ever that seen was, the Minute
oh,
Maid.
No.
You never seen the Minute Maid.
The Minute Maid.
Okay, the Minute Maid. News story that Colbert did, in my opinion, put him on the map.
Yeah,
because he showed the homosexuality. Because during the time, Minute Maid's campaign mascots were Popeye and Bluto.
Uh-huh.
And in the commercial, they had them riding off hand in hand.
Oh, God.
And all. So Colbert exposed the gayness of that, and it was masterfully done. But Colbert came out in his Colbert-ness and sent Stewart off.
Full Jerry curl.
Yeah, had it all just showing up. It's Colbert. So they went to commercial. He stopped the commercial. And it stopped before they went to the commercial, and he said this: "We owe you because Stewart did not want him to say this, by the way.
Nah,
because Stewart didn't want to get emotional. So he said, we owe you because we learned from you. We learned from you by example how to have a show with intention. Like, mind you, all his correspondents have been off to do great things. Like,
oh yeah,
damn near all of them.
Oh yeah.
So he says." How to have a show with intention, how to work with clarity, how to treat people with respect. You are infuriating, I can't even say it, infuriatingly good at your job. And all of us who were lucky enough to work with you for the past 16 years or better at our jobs, because we got to watch you do yours. And we are better people for having known you. Stuart, this is the part where Stuart cried.
Oh, yeah. He put his head down.
Yeah. Because it was, I mean, it's true. Like, he's an inspiration to a lot of people.
Oh, yeah, no doubt.
And he will be missed.
Let's be real. His correspondents have, a lot of them have gone to do really good stuff.
Great, like, things.
Almost getting punched in the face by Marlon Wayans.
Yeah. all of them. Some of them are superstars.
Oh, yeah.
Famous writers, stand-up comedians. Mm-hmm. Like, all of them. Like, they have their own TV shows. I'm anxious to see. He's passing the torch to Trevor Noah. Trevor Noah is a brilliant comedian. And he was only on three. He only did three episodes of The Daily Show.
Yeah.
So,
He's going to have a whole new spin on it. So we'll see. He's probably going to change a lot.
I think it's going to be good. But that void of Stewart is going to be hard. I know.
It's going to be hard. He's got a hard job. He's got some big shoes to fill.
I welled up watching it last night. It was pretty crazy.
So gay.
Hey, man. I'm sorry. But it's all right.
What do you think, Evan?
I got feelings.
I love Jon Stewart. I'm sad that the only way that I'm really going to be able to enjoy his mind and character is through reruns.
Yeah.
That's saddening. I'm glad he's not dead.
Yeah. Like, all the last week they were showing, like, clips of his old shows.
You know,
and, like,
and it's just a lot of his shit is still very relevant. So it's cool to watch it, I guess, in retrospect.
Yeah.
And, like, how it pertains to previous and current affairs. But, you know, I always want the new. You know? So it is sad as a younger cat not to have been able to enjoy it, like, in his prime.
I'm curious about what kind of merchandise is gonna wind up coming from this.
What do you mean?
Yeah,
like DVDs.
I mean the Jon Stewart.
They probably do the greatest hits.
Like
Comedy Central's known for doing.
Yeah. Took over the world for like 3 months.
Comedy Central's known for doing. Like, they will capitalize on him leaving.
Man, he's not done. He's not done.
He's not.
I know
done,
he's gonna do some other stuff.
The Daily Show was his pulpit.
That was his bread and butter.
Done. Yeah, he's on the road with it.
That's actually what made
him. He actually quit at a good point in time, though. Because
on
top,
he quit on top.
Most definitely.
Yeah, it's a good time. Though.
Real quick, I wanted to mention his final speech he gave. Monologue. A couple of excerpts. Bullshit is everywhere, mind you. He is the man that always talked about Bullshit Mountain. How these pundits and
he had a great eye for bullshit, man.
Yeah, he's like, he basically saying in his final. In his farewell, that bullshit is everywhere. Keep your eyes open, and you need to speak on it. No, like, if you see it, don't just stand there and ignore it. Say something. He's like, even if you don't know anything about it, if you can tell something, you tell something's wrong. Say something.
Mm-hmm.
So, real quick, I'm gonna say the last thing he said. Bullshitters have gotten pretty lazy, and their work is easily detected. And looking for it is a kind of pleasant way to pass the time, like an I spy of bullshit. So I say to you tonight, friends, the best defense against bullshit is vigilance. So if you smell something, say something. That was the last thing he said, mm-hmm. and we thank him for his
goodbye, Jon Stewart.
We love you.
We'll miss you
so much. And off to heaven he goes. He flew off to heaven.
He's not dead, guys.
So, aside from that, Mr. Nixon.
Yes.
You have a new album dropping.
What?
Look at here.
Can you tell me a little about it?
A purveyor of puns.
Oh, really?
Oh.
Yes.
So, what's the name of this album coming out?
The EP's name is Dank, D-A-N-K.
And where can I find it?
It'll be available on all the major streaming outlets, soundcloud.com/ FALLENEIGHTS.
There you go.
That's Fallen Eights.
One word.
Even I forget how it's spelled sometimes. YouTube.com/ what I just spelled.
Or the Fallen Eights broadcast.
Google Fallen Eights and all of our things are there.
Awesome.
And yeah, man, it comes out tomorrow. It's really groovy, funky tape. If you are a cannabis enthusiast like myself, you'll dig it. If you don't smoke, you'll enjoy it anyway because it's sonically pleasing.
And who's on the album?
Like I had previously mentioned before, our glorious look-ins, Lloyd is the executive producer, put together the majority of the production there.
Lloyd? Like our sound guy, Lloyd?
Your sound guy is my sound guy.
Oh, he's shit.
Gotta be shitting me.
No, he's had his grimy little hands all over it.
Dirty. Filthy.
Yeah. Put his foot in it, so to speak. Mm-hmm. It's really, really good. Not just coming from me because I did it. It's pretty dope. I'm pleased and shocked at how well it all kind of came together. If you are unfamiliar with Fallen Eights and Mr. Nixon, you can check out my last mixtape from June 13th of 2014. That all right. is Overzealous Cannibal. Mouthful.
And that one, you had some collabs on that one.
Yes, yes. I did various collabs with some folks you might have heard the podcast kind of chip in. Yeah. Earl Grey. DZ, who's
AKA
our housemate.
Cordero's
yeah, Cordero.
Been through the room
yeah,
a few times.
He'd
on
be
us.
Here. He'd be there. A couple homies from the block and from the scene. Shout out to Fat Ron and goddamn Osan, and shout out to Alabaster Stallone for mixing and mastering all of our wonderful musical endeavors.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
I gave that one a listen. It's pretty good.
Yeah, man. Oh, yeah. Thank, yeah. Thank you.
I heard it, too. I was just passing by, and I heard it. I was like, oh.
But this one is just you.
No, this
exclusive.
One, there's two features.
Okay.
Cordero, this is my boy, and Earl Grey. Yeah, he'll be present on this one as well.
Nice.
It's a little bit shorter. It's an EP, so, you know, it's more for, it's got replay value. You know,
cool.
So it's a little ride and ride.
How many tracks you got on
ride?
There?
Seven? Right, Lloyd? Seven tracks. Intro, meat of the EP, outro. I will be tailoring a coloring book coupled with the hard copy.
Because you're an artist too, huh?
Yes, I'm a visual artist. I draw and paint and create like Jesus.
The Christ himself.
Yes. But yeah, there'll be all kinds of goodies that come with the project. It'll be mentioned in further episodes of the Attack podcast.
Sweet. So is there anywhere I can buy this or give you money for it?
You can always find me in the city collecting monies from yellow people.
All right.
Men and women.
Oh, man, you go both ways.
Yeah, as for right now, it is a cash goes every way. Yeah, for right now, it is available for free, like free download. All I right. want everybody to experience it and have a dank time. It'll, like I said, YouTube, SoundCloud, Bandcamp, fucking DatPiff, you know, all the major outlets. All
right.
And if you see me on the streets, you can get a hard copy and
you can get a hard copy.
Book, yes, which will be available soon for, why don't we talk,
$10?
$10.
Something like that.
Smackaroons for a coloring book and a fabulous independent album
pretty
by
cool,
Ian Black
cool.
Man.
And where can I find you on the streets, man? All
right.
You live in the L.A. area?
I'm from L.A. I live in L.A. I live with Lloyd in the dark.
Yeah. where are you when you're on the streets, in case I want to come?
I roam the streets. I'm primarily like a West L.A., Midtown, Crescent Heights, Hollywood, Melrose kind of guy.
I can dig it.
Yeah, you know, I'd be around. If you're hearing my voice right now, if you're listening to this, then you know who I am. You know who I am.
For sure,
yeah,
sure.
You can catch me on Melrose and them, Fairfax and them.
You just be everywhere.
Yeah, Olympic and them. Last year and again now.
Hawking
I'm
shit.
A West LA nigga, you know?
Some of them hard copies.
Shout out to Fallen Eights. That's my team, my squad that makes it all possible. I love you.
Fallen Eights.
But don't ask what it means.
All right. Well, thank you for that, Mr. Nick.
That sounds intriguing. Mm-hmm. I think I'll be picking up
Dank
a copy.
Available August 8th, 2015.
That sounds
good. That's mañana.
That's tomorrow.
Yes. So I seen the new Dragon Ball Z movie.
Oh, how did that go?
It's actually it's like the payoff.
How so?
Cause I seen that Battle of Gods.
Okay.
And the problem with that movie was we didn't really get anything out of it.
Yeah.
But Resurrection F gives you that payoff.
For real?
Like it was like watching Battle of Gods was like watching I guess that whole time when we on Namek without Goku.
Oh yeah.
And then Resurrection F was like after Goku showed up.
Mm-hmm. I purposely didn't watch that because of the fucking the jackal, the Anubis character.
Jack. Oh, because of Lord Bills.
Is that what his name was?
Yeah, Bills.
It just personally as artistically, I don't like the style of animation that they're using. I can tell it's more digitally managed than traditionally. So it just has like. Almost looks too good. You know what I mean? Like too crisp. Or, yeah. I don't know how to extra describe crispy. It.
Yeah, used to that graininess.
Yeah.
I like it. I don't know. Like,
You know.
Fucking, like, Redline was dope. That anime was dope. And that's, like, contemporary style. You know what I mean? But that shit had an edge to it.
See, but the thing I don't like is a lot of new anime movies and stuff come out, and they're just, like, super dark. Like, they use like dark tones.
Tones.
Yeah,
colors?
Like their colors are all
okay.
Yeah.
I was about
too
to
dark.
Say themes.
No. Themes are fine. Yeah, but the colors are all just Attack way
Titan,
too dark. Yeah.
Full Metal Alchemist.
Yeah, FMA and full and Titan aren't super bad, but like
no, but they do. I can see
like Attack
more
on Titan is
tones.
Really
yeah.
You know,
night scenes. And
yeah,
shit.
And yeah, I don't know. I just want to see shit happen in the daytime sometimes.
When are they?
Actually, no, there are. There are a couple of night scenes
though. Not fight scenes.
When Piccolo
that's rare.
Yeah.
I'm saying perpetual daytime in Dragon Ball. You know
and the thing was like I saw it in the theaters, so I saw the dubbed version, and unlike what they used to do on Funimation and all that shit, where they would like change the script and shit, they actually kept it true to the script this time, which was nice because Goku was actually like Goku and not like Superman, like they kind of made him out to be on Funimation.
Okay.
Where he's all like, "Oh no, I'm
like,
here to save the world. I am
dub
hope."
Or pro sub.
I'm pro sub, but this dub was actually really good.
That kind of guy.
Nah, I want quality
Japanese. You know what I'm saying?
I can understand a little Japanese.
So, I like to tie in the emotion from their like expressions and shit with the subtitle.
So that's what I'm saying.
But I like to hear what they're saying. You know
this
what I mean?
This one kind of kept a little more true to. The actual Japanese characters. Yeah.
Okay.
Which was nice.
So, yeah.
And it was fucking funny.
Yeah.
I don't want to
which I think would have been kind of lost on me in a subtitled version.
Oh, okay.
Okay. So. I don't want to seem like I'm anti, like, good anime. Because if it's in Japanese, subtitles, you know what I'm saying? But
I mean, both have their strengths.
Depends for me. Like, show like on Attack.
I like watching Full Metal in English.
Yeah.
Samurai Champloo.
But, okay, that for example. Full Metal, Attack on Titan,
but
Black Lagoon.
The thing is, like, modern dubs are much better than they used to be.
Yeah, true.
Because they're getting more and more people that understand both languages to do the work.
Mm. What I was saying, if it's an international cast, like Attack on Titan, everybody's European except for Mikasa, she's Asian. So I would like a dub, but I'm used to subtitles. Like I can deal with subtitles.
Sidebar: was that a fan made trailer for Attack on Titan, the live action one?
No, that's real. That, they actually showed that before Dragon Ball.
We gotta see it.
That's legit.
We gotta see it because
is that like Kingdom Hearts 3? Like we're gonna wait 10 years or something?
No,
I think
it's
2017.
It's done.
Or sooner. It's pretty soon.
It's coming. People have seen it already.
Okay, Larry.
Like
the movie? The whole movie?
Yes, the live action movie. It's been getting pretty bad reviews.
Of course it's going to get bad reviews. It's Attack on Titan, the live action movie. It's not going to get
they
good
said
reviews.
They deviated.
But it's going to be amazing.
Yeah, if you say so.
Of course they deviated.
Like the omnidirectional devices, they didn't look like they... It looked... That's why I asked if it was fan made.
Yeah.
There were elements of it that looked really good.
Yeah.
And there was parts that were like, come on.
Yeah,
bro,
it's
going to
be crap, but it's going to be great at the same time.
Good crap.
Yeah, it's going to be great crap.
I hope.
A smelly fart that you enjoy.
Yes.
Self-gratifying.
Because the thing is, Attack on Titan, is it finished? I don't think it's
finished.
It's finished?
Well, no, wait, the anime?
The manga. The anime's done, yeah. But
oh
I don't think the manga's
God,
done.
Are you kidding me?
They always do that shit. The manga always finishes before the anime does. But anyways, so Larry's computer just died right before his section.
Literally, it's plugged up.
Right before I was about to go to YouTube.
I was
literally about to say, Larry, you couldn't have your computer die when I was talking about some bullshit.
Thank you, Windows 10.
Is that getting good reviews, Windows 10?
It's very good.
I don't like, all right,
unfortunately.
I don't like, people are all... I don't know. I'm not even going
to
go.
No. This is a good time to segue into Windows 10, too.
I have a Windows phone.
Yeah.
And I have the Cortana.
You have a Windows? How does app. How does it feel to be ignored by every app in existence?
Nigga. Nigga. I'm 23 years old. I worked at Melrose at a boutique. I don't have Snapchat.
Oh, my God.
I have Instagram beta. It's like a ongoing developing app.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
That sounds terrible.
Bruh. I have like the Windows Mail app that syncs to my Gmail.
Oh, God.
You know, Google has
yeah. What made you choose the Windows phone in the first place,
though? I really like the interface.
Okay.
It syncs to my operating system.
Yeah, that is pretty cool.
Computer.
But
I mean, it has like it's a phone.
Yeah,
I had
no doubt.
Bring myself back from like being a millennial all the extras, or whatever the fuck. Yeah, you feel me? Like, it works very well as a phone. It doesn't drop calls. You feel me? It doesn't crash or nothing.
Are you like Verizon or something?
I'm T-Mobile.
Okay,
but it has fucking Adobe Reader, Dropbox, Facebook. I can link it to my Xbox. It's got
that's handy.
Google Mail.
Yeah,
it's got my fucking bus route app. You feel me?
Yeah. If only it had better app support, it would be a legit phone.
Spotify, Skype. What'd you say?
If only it had better app support, it'd probably be.
That's pretty much it. And I think that's just bad development and customer support on Windows' part.
Yeah, no doubt.
They're going to give up on
that
phone pretty soon, I think.
Because Windows does nothing but fuck up with their mobile devices. Like, their Zune could have been really good. It was the first subscription-based music service.
It was. That's true.
And it had a really good model, and it would have worked really well if they allowed it to work for more systems than just the Zune.
The alternative.
That's
the losing end of the battle. Is being like, well,
they charge Microsoft credits for Zune. That's what fucked them up.
So doesn't Xbox and Sony and Nintendo all make you buy money?
No. But I'm saying that's what killed the Zune. That's why people didn't fuck with it, because you had to buy, had to buy points.
Yeah.
In order.
It was the point system. The point system was stupid. Just leave it as cash.
But Windows 10, I've had it for about 2 weeks now almost. Uh-huh. It was working fine until now.
I don't really think that's the OS.
Yeah, I don't think it's that.
Oh, it's up.
I'm just being goofy.
Larry, can I? I'm gonna call you out right now.
For what?
Because your computer's updating. It didn't crash. It reset for updates.
I have that disabled.
Updates disabled.
I have that
disabled. Did you disable that after you updated Windows 10?
I disabled it,
and it didn't anyways.
Yes.
Will there come a time?
Is
this the age of updates?
We're never
inundated.
Because the thing is,
fucking over it.
The
bro,
problem
like,
is
God
though,
damn.
If you're not updating, you're not protecting yourself against hackers and viruses.
I don't give a God
updates,
damn. Make some
updates
shit that's secure.
But
like,
yeah, if it does,
if it's secure,
like,
if it's secure, it's only going to be secure
we turn
for so
on
long.
His fucking PlayStation, there's a fucking update.
Yeah.
Every
time I go to open Google Chrome is a fucking update.
iTunes
every time
is
I open
the worst.
Dropbox, fucking iTunes.
iTunes is the first
iTunes
to start it.
I don't
shit.
Fuck with iTunes.
I don't either.
I don't fuck
month.
With iTunes.
Yeah. A month.
For like, it'll change a button. Like, the shuffle button's on the left now.
Oh, God,
yeah.
I hate that
shit like that.
No, you're right.
Yeah.
It's unnecessary. It's just invasive. Like, hey, like, stay
it
involved
is.
With me. Like, hey, come to my website. Like,
it is. But honestly, that is the best hack and virus protection that there is.
You are correct.
It's better than antivirus.
You are correct.
It's like changing your drawers.
Yeah.
Changing your underwear, yeah.
But it's
like changing the condom.
It's like shit like this. Like,
you don't fuck two or three women with the same condom. You update to a new condom in between. Right?
Yeah.
But we're fucking for like 10 seconds. You know what I'm saying? And changing a condom. Like, all right, I'm going to change my condom. We need to get some endurance popping with these. Our women are unsatisfied.
I agree.
Yeah. Women. It would be nice to have the condom last a little longer.
A little bit, you know?
A little.
Just once
we
a little. Month.
We can put a little
can
bit more.
Can we do once a month?
A little
I don't want to update
condoms.
Three times
yeah.
in a month.
Yeah.
That's a lot. And it crashes your fucking computer. It's on your phone. Your phone fucking updates.
Yeah.
Then, like, all right, if you postpone an update
yeah.
and your computer dies, when
see,
you
see, this
it
is
back
what
on,
I want.
it automatically starts the
this
fucking
is,
update.
This is what I fucking want. I want there to be a button that says update at end of session. That's what I want.
Yes.
That's what I want to see. Because that shit would make sense.
Yes.
Yeah,
like when you're done, you push the power button and that starts the update.
It can be evasive, like now. Like
and then
I disabled this shit.
And then my shit updates when I'm done using it, not when I'm trying to use it.
Yes.
Thank you.
Like that's all we need.
You're a sense maker, Kyle. You're a sense maker. Yes. Anyway, but Windows 10, I've been using it for 2 weeks now. Before this nonsense that just happened, it's been pretty good. It's streamlined. It took the aesthetics of Windows 8. I don't know why they skipped 9, and toned it completely down.
Didn't Apple's latest operating system
See?
Was X, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Everybody's
so.
Trying to do X.
Yeah. I don't know. Lloyd, do you know? You fuck with Apple? Yeah, he says yeah.
Yeah. Well, I've updated a couple Apple. Computers.
Your PC can and then it went black.
Yeah,
ran into a problem.
Oh,
I have a Compaq.
Damn. Well, can you?
I got. I'm gonna talk about Windows 10 because that's what I was.
Well,
yeah, we've been
story.
Waiting for it.
I've been thinking about updating my phone. I got the Lumia 635. I think there's like a 7 something.
That is that you getting a Windows phone?
Camera. I just want to update same phone.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Oh, okay.
But there's like a. This is 4.5 inches. I'm gonna do like 5. Inches.
Doesn't right. that have like a high pixelation on there too?
This actually is a really good camera for no flash.
That's what I heard.
And like
yeah.
auto fix, I guess, or whatever.
I mean, we're at the point of cameras on phones being so good that it kind of doesn't matter.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
Like once you're over
if
6
you're not
megapixels,
a photographer, like I need
yeah
aperture settings.
Like
shit,
I see,
you know?
I see all these fucking billboards of these shot on an Apple iPhone 6, and I'm like, I don't give a fuck. My phone does the same
those
shit.
Commercials though, if you look, it's like with. And it shows like the 19 attachments that take.
Oh yeah,
like, nobody
yeah.
took that fucking. Picture.
Like you could buy lenses for
not
your phone
your
now and stands. My phone does 4K. It has all the aperture settings.
You can slide your phone into the handle that is a fucking camera.
Yeah.
yeah.
And then the screen of your phone is what would be
pretty
the
much
LED screen.
Whatever, man.
So
just give me a.
So last week I talked about solitaire.
Yeah.
Being charging for solitaire,
yeah.
right?
Solitaire.
If you don't know, Solitaire the game, right?
Solitaire.
Yes. Solitaire?
Yeah.
Okay.
Same shit.
Anyway.
You're playing by yourself.
Yeah. Okay. Got you. That game, a lot of people have played it over the years. You're bored at work, whatever. They charge you for it now. It's freemium, actually. So you're playing the game and a big advertisement pops up in front of your game. And you have to go through, you have to go through an entire process to exit out of it. And they have two payment plans.
So
I talked about this last week. $1.49 per month to play solitaire or $9.99 a year to play solitaire. So that's the first thing I found
out.
So
that's from last week. So what happened this week, though?
This week, I found out something even worse. So a lot of us use our...
Wait a second. So... I'm sorry.
Yes,
if
go ahead.
If my math serves me correct,
yes.
uh-huh.
they'll charge you what would come to $18 a year.
Yes.
Yes.
If you pay monthly.
Yes.
Yeah.
But they charge you $10
per year.
Just to.
Right. Yeah.
To play solitaire.
I just needed
yeah.
that.
That's why they want you to get that yearly subscription.
Exactly.
Really.
So, found something that beat that this week. So. We use our laptops to play, or your desktop to look at movies, play
porn.
DVDs, porn, for instance,
mm-hmm.
a great thing to watch
cooking
on.
That's what the internet is for.
That's what it's for.
The internet is for porn.
But if you want to look at a DVD, for instance, you go to your laptop. Say you're
DVD.
On a plane. Yeah, you play a DVD. Guess what? Now, that is freemium as well. Actually, it's not even freemium. They're charging you $15 for the app to play DVDs. On your laptop
Wait,
using
what?
Windows 10.
Is it like licensed? Like, you know,
is it like media player or something?
A media player.
So that doesn't come with its own fucking media player? You have to
no.
download it?
You have to download the app.
And it's $15?
It's $15.
That's
They're
not
gonna
bad.
Lose.
That's not bad. I am not paying $15 to play.
Lose, no.
Bro.
It's 15.
Who buys a computer without a fucking video player?
It's $15 to buy the Windows media player?
Windows DVD player.
Windows DVD player. Costs
yes.
just $15.
Yes.
That's it, flat out.
I keep saying just.
Why is that?
Like it wasn't free last time.
It was free.
All I'm saying is they not charging me per month to use it. Plus, I can just download VLC anyway. So I'm
but that's what I'm saying.
That
saying. Yeah, we got to.
Cutting
yeah.
themselves out of people being involved in the product. They're not.
Yeah.
This
shit
was
accessible.
The thing. I see what
and
they
did. This is the age of fucking, I'll do it myself. I'm
yeah.
Not
oh, no doubt.
Pay you to do some shit.
Mind you, they gave this for free.
YouTube is free.
What I'm saying is they gave the operating system for free.
Sort of free.
Sort of, for yeah, me, you're right. Sort of free.
What did I pay to get on a YouTube today?
You got to watch ads now.
Yeah.
Before every video, almost.
Before right. that, it was not.
I mean,
even
I'm just
I remember,
saying. Dog.
I remember, but we're not.
At a certain. What the fuck?
We're was pulling
that?
Hairs.
I think
we're
that was me.
That's your computer.
Yeah, that was me.
You
yeah.
But yeah. I. You know what I'm saying? 15. That's ridiculous.
That is a. That well. I mean, if it does shit like edit. And
if you're
copy
not selling like
burn.
External hard drives, some shit that actually adds on to don't, who sells a package?
Who has a DVD player on the computer anyway?
Without the
everybody,
fucking
I
tube,
I don't.
I'm gonna sell you a vacuum without the tube. It's in the box, but the only way to unlock the compartment within the box that you just bought, it's an additional fee.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, no
and
doubt.
And it's pretty much ass without it.
Yeah.
Like people buy one thing.
Well,
you
the thing
buy your
is,
computer
the
to
thing
do
is,
everything or your
if,
Xbox
if
to do
you
everything.
Want, if you don't want to use this tube, you can just go grab this stick and it'll do the exact same job as the tube, but better, and you don't have to pay shit.
Right. Well, yeah, that makes you dissatisfied with the product, and it would eventually come to the point where why buy some shit that you have to fix?
Real talk.
And if Microsoft is charging more and more and more for all this shit. Because
yeah,
I know, because Microsoft Office isn't, it's like pay
yeah,
per
it's
month
it's a
now.
Subscription
it's
now.
A subscription.
Yeah. It's and it's online. It's in
and
the cloud.
And that sucks.
It's in the cloud.
Nigga.
And that's why everybody's just saying fucking go Mac.
Yeah.
That's why I'm
because
fucking
a fucking
yeah.
MacBook
or Google.
Comes with a full production studio.
Yeah.
You're right.
Like it costs
iMovie,
more out the box,
yeah,
but
it's an
at
investment.
This point
like
it's starting to get worth it.
I'd rather, no. Just give me everything. Throw that extra $15 in the price of the fucking laptop.
No
what's
doubt.
What's all this after purchase
no
bullshit?
Doubt.
You're right.
That's
that
like DLC
sense.
For games.
I'm
not
I,
a
it is.
Guy.
That's where. That's the future. The future
yeah.
I'm
DLC.
Anti-DLC.
I think we all are. But
stop selling me half a fucking sandwich to make me buy the other half.
anyways, I'm sick of this shit. What else you got for us, Larry?
Wally West.
Who?
Wally West
like,
is.
Like, I don't know.
Yeah, like you don't know, of all people. Hold on. Wally West, of course, at one point was Kid Flash.
KF.
Now he is our generation's Flash. Before that was Barry Allen.
Wait, no.
Yeah, yes.
Our generation's Flash is Barry Allen.
It's still, no. Us older people.
Y'all niggas is old.
I'm talking about, yes. Us, are the first millennials, Barry Allen is ours. But now... Wally West is the Flash.
No.
Yeah.
He stopped and then Barry came back.
That's true. I'll give you that.
Wally wasn't the Flash for that long.
It actually started with the Timverse and Justice League. That's when they made him popular.
Yeah.
But the new fifth. Oh, go ahead.
Because Wally's not that. Wally's great. He's a cool character, but he's just not that fast.
Wally's not that fast, and Wally is a bit of a goof. Like Barry
yeah,
Allen.
He's funnier.
Was, he's way funnier. Barry Allen was more. I don't know myself, goofy type guy. But anyway, the new 52, they reintroduced Wally West. He's black. So Kid Flash is black.
Well, yeah, because they're going with Iris and Joe being black. So I guess, yeah, that makes sense that Wally's back.
Exactly.
Unless they're going to do some bullshit like that.
Speaking of that, this is concerning the TV show. This is according to Comic Book Resources. Another speedster is racing towards the Flash. Warner Brothers TV, excuse
you
me.
You got to cut that
yeah,
speaker
I know,
off, dude.
I know. Warner Brothers TV has announced that, I don't know how to pronounce this guy's name, Keenan Lonsdale, best known as Yura from the Divergent films. Little black boy. He'll play Wally West on The Flash. So they're introducing Wally West next
season. That's pretty cool.
Yeah. And,
he's
I'm
not
going
to He's not going to have powers.
I don't.
He's just coming into the show, right?
Boy, why can't he have powers, though?
I mean,
he could, but I don't know.
What I think next season they're going to jump around the timelines because
should have powers.
But like, who is he though? Because Iris doesn't have a brother.
Yeah. So, but that's the thing. Remember, we're doing the time. We're doing
the
Flash paradox.
Always fuck
so,
the time.
Yeah. So We already seen, they gave us a glimpse of Caitlin Snow as Killer Frost, so.
And who's his mama going to be?
I don't know.
Barry's probably going to fuck some shit up with this black hole, I guess.
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking is going
to
happen.
Man, that was the stupidest thing to end with in the world. What? I'm sorry. He was jumping on debris to get into the black hole so he could run on.
He's done that in the comics, though.
But it works in comic book form.
I know. Oh, come on. The Avengers. You got to suspend complete disbelief with watching the Avengers.
Yeah, but he's not trying to run around a black hole.
He's faster than a black hole. Don't you get it?
I know, but he needs something to run on.
Yeah. He was jumping. He was hopping from. It was platformer. It was like Mario.
I don't know. That was kind of bad. That's all I'm saying.
Oh no,
that could have been done better.
But
they could have made the Star Labs get sucked up halfway and him run around in Star Labs or some bullshit.
Yeah.
I don't know. They could have come up with something better than him hopping across debris.
So yeah, I actually think this is good casting because he does look like the new Wally West.
No,
so.
It'd be dope.
I heard he's a pretty good actor. I haven't seen the Divergent films, but I think
I saw the first one. I don't really remember him in it. Mm-hmm. I tried to block out most of that movie.
It was that bad.
It was terrible.
Adult novels are.
No, nah, Catching Fire. That wasn't that great.
That's who I haven't seen.
Maze Runner was cool. Uh-huh. That one was pretty cool, Maze Runner.
Okay.
I didn't watch that. Was that good?
Yeah, it was the pretty movie? Cool. Yeah.
Yeah.
Is it worth watching?
I
want to
say great
like,
and amazing, but it was pretty cool.
I heard that it's a lot of horror in it. Horrors. But a lot
like,
of
scary, like the ones you buy on the street?
Yeah. No, like the scary shit.
Oh, okay.
Scary
gotcha.
Horrors you buy on the street?
The scariest one.
Like
the
ones that might have crabs?
Yes, those.
Okay.
But I heard it was well acted. I heard that the plot is pretty intriguing
pretty
as well. Plus, they were killing kids, like really killing kids,
yeah,
I heard.
Yeah.
Like but was it Battle Royale?
No.
Nothing can be Battle Royale.
I mean, what is it called? Catching Fire. I can't think of the Hunger Games. Yeah, thank you. The Hunger Games. That was supposed to be Battle Royale, but didn't really feel like it.
I gotta watch that series.
The first one was cool. The second one, and then I saw the third one the other day, and I was more disappointed.
I heard the main character. I don't know her name. She was black in the books.
She was ambiguous in the books.
Oh, she was.
Yeah.
Oh, you read them? Okay.
No.
I didn't
go that far into it. I just saw some shit online about it.
Speaking of hunger,
are you hungry?
Very, but
are you
I want you to go on a journey with me. Okay. This is going to take about 4 minutes. I want you guys to really pay attention to what's going on because it's spectacular.
Wait, what are you doing?
Shia LaBeouf.
We have like 7 minutes left.
We got 7 minutes?
Yeah.
Okay. I'm going to go halfway then. Shia LaBeouf. He's been in the news for years.
Uh-huh.
Psychopath. Crazy. I love that word, psychopath. No, he's a crazy person. He does he's been doing crazy shit. We all know it's for attention. A man named Rob Cantor put together a spectacle. That's what I would call it.
Uh-huh.
You got a choir. You got a children's choir.
What?
You got a philharmonic. All to tell the story of how Shia LaBeouf is a cannibal. So they go.
What?
No bullshit. So we go through. It's called Shia LaBeouf Live by Rob Cantor. So Rob Cantor is narrating while you have singers, philharmonic, everybody, dancers even.
Oh, wow.
Like playing out the story of how Shia LaBeouf is hunting
you
down.
Just tell us about it. We'll watch it later.
Okay, we can watch it after. It basically starts with him stalking a young woman.
Oh God!
Wait, is this like a fucking interpretation, or is this like a biography? Like
it almost sounds like the way
it's like a fictional biography.
It's a fictional biography, but it's so convincing, and especially with the spectacle you see around it, it's amazing. Like
Rob Cantor, the guy who did this, is saying that Shia LaBeouf in this fictional
world
is a
cannibal and a killer, a serial killer actually.
He's
murdered people off in front of this person, this woman, and she is escaping. So it's basically telling the story of her escaping Shia LaBeouf.
So should I know who Rob Cantor
why
is?
Why am I bothered by this? Like, why is this dumb?
No.
Creepy as shit.
It works. It works, and that's the good thing about it. Rob Cantor is on YouTube a lot. I know that. He does a lot of viral videos.
Oh, he does a bunch of parodies and shit.
Yeah, he does. But it's the over-the-topness of this that makes it special.
You see my face right now?
Oh, God.
Oh, trust me. It will change once you see it.
So it's definitely worth watching?
Yes.
You we'll highly recommend that.
Reference. What have you showed me where I was...
Hannibal.
And didn't... I was never in denial by Hannibal.
Okay, I don't know, but trust me, you'll believe. All right,
nigga.
So we got that recommendation from Larry.
Yes.
Watch Shia LaBeouf live on YouTube.
By Rob Cantor.
Oh.
Featuring the Gay Men's Chorus of Los Angeles, the West LA Children's Choir, and the Argus Quartet.
Yes.
I will definitely check that out later. But right now, guess what time it is?
What time is it?
It's time for the 2-Minute Blitz.
Motherfucker.
All right, here we go, folks. Listen close. All right. Hashtag free the bacon. Kevin Bacon puts out a PSA calling for more male nudity in media with a plea for Marvel saying, I have an idea for a superhero. It's me, and I have an Infinity Stone on the tip of my wiener. And before his producer stopped him, he was in the process of telling people to tweet the hashtag free the bacon with a picture of their genitals. For the lulz. What does Ronda Rousey,
mm-hmm.
Paris Hilton,
mm-hmm.
and Kim Kardashian have in common? The answer? Carl's Jr.'s money.
What do you
That's
mean?
Right. Badass Ronda Rousey will be starring in Carl's Jr. / Hardy's new ad campaign.
I always love their campaigns.
After being banned from doing a Stop the Violence concert in Chicago by Mayor Rahm Emanuel, 19-year-old Chicago native Chief Keef decides he plans to run for mayor of Chicago in 2019.
Okay.
Dr. Dre released his first new album in 16 years today, titled Compton, a soundtrack, with collabs from Kendrick Lamar, Jill Scott, Eminem, Snoop Dogg, and Ice Cube. Guess who's suing Fox now?
Who?
Sophia Eagleston, a 53-year-old woman and formerly incarcerated ex-drug kingpin from Detroit with an affinity for fur coats. She says Cookie Lion is based on her life story, which was published in her 2010 memoirs titled The Hidden Hand. She wants $300 million.
Oh, you got it.
Two cops in over their heads. One's a playboy with trust fund money, and the other's a family man with PTSD from getting shot in the ass.
Damn.
That's right. Bad Boys 3 and 4 have been announced.
Yeah.
Part 3 is slated to open in February 2017, and Part 4, July 2019. Will and Martin are rumored to star, but that's not official yet. Kim Jong-un decides to change the time zone of North Korea back a half hour to celebrate their independence from China. Patriotic? Or a top secret plan to take over the world by waking up a half hour earlier?
I think the latter.
It's starting to sound like Floyd Money Mayweather is getting ready to challenge Ronda Rousey to a fight. After she called him out at the ESPYs, he's been throwing all kinds of shade her way. I considered paying to see that one because I actually think he'd lose in that fight.
Mm-hmm.
Happy birthday to the POTUS. Last Tuesday, Obama gets his shoes roasted on Twitter with the hashtag AskPOTUS. On stage in a live performance in front of thousands, Lenny Kravitz does a squat. And as they say, hashtag freeze the bacon. And that is the 2-Minute Blitz.
That was intriguing. That was all intriguing.
Wait, I have to ask a question.
What's up?
I've been waiting. Scroll up, please.
What do you want to know about Evan?
Okay. So that fucking time zone thing is fucking amazing. For starters.
The Koreans.
Fucking, the drug, is that woman white? The ex-drug kingpin?
Nah, she's a black lady.
Okay.
From Detroit.
That's even, I was like, fur coats?
Yeah, I mean.
No, I'm not saying only
from the
white
sound
people
her,
wear
she
fur
does
coats.
Sound
I was
a
like,
lot
I
like
had
it.
To ask, though. It's not definitive.
Oh, no doubt. No doubt.
Woo! All right. Kim Jong-un. What did his father do?
Kim Jong-il?
Like super, no, I not, don't get started. I mean, what did he do that's cold that this overdoes? Like, what is he?
He's a dictator.
He's
changing the fucking
his
time
grandfather,
zone, bro.
His grandfather.
Who you got to talk to for that?
He is the dictator of North Korea.
He is the dictator of North Korea. He
I know.
Runs, like, he's
he,
a
he's
god
the one,
to these
he doesn't have to talk to anybody.
He
just says do it and it's done.
That's epic.
Mind you, his father and his grandfather most especially, like, is considered a god. Like, they worship this man. And he is still the president, even though he's been dead for almost 30 years.
Mm-hmm. I read about that.
Pretty much.
That is incredible. Thank you, Kyle. That was
no problem. I got one more for you. This time,
what you got?
I need your cooperation, your help, your input.
Okay.
Because earlier this week, Oprah was spotted on vacation on a $200 million yacht that she rented.
You serious?
Having a dinner party with the Princess of York, who pulled up in the yacht she rented worth about $300 million.
What?
So I want to know, what are the top eight things? Yes, that's right. It's the top or bottom eight.
Yay.
What are the top eight things that you would have on your $300 million yacht that your $200 million yacht doesn't have? I want some creativity here, folks.
Okay.
My $300 million yacht would have two anchors.
Oh, all right, all right.
They would be gold plated?
I would have a mermaid on my $300 million yacht.
What would be on the $200 one?
No mermaid would be on that one. You can't afford that shit.
I feel like it's close enough in price that it would just have to be something that was upgraded.
Yeah.
Like from chrome to
okay,
gold.
I'd have a second mermaid on my $300 million yacht.
You know what I'm
saying?
There
we go.
Where'd that extra $200 million go?
For real.
All right, wait, no, let me backtrack. Nah, two anchors.
Yeah,
two
right. Anchors. A diamond encrusted anchor?
One diamond and one pure gold.
There you go.
Look, the diamond one to slow down.
Because
It might not be, you know, diamonds aren't as
heavy. Yeah.
Gold to stop.
Gotcha.
Gold is
gotcha.
Like.
Gotcha. So diamond is like that yellow light.
It's the pull up. Because you see me gold. Shining through the water and I'm slowly pull up. But the gold is like, nigga, like, stop the boat. Yeah.
What you got, Larry?
Ooh. I've thought about this in real life. Like, I've really thought about it. That's why it hit me.
Larry,
like the upgrade.
Like, yes.
$300 million.
Mm-hmm. The $200 million would be my personal, like, I would train myself to, see, I've thought about this. This is my personal yacht. No one else can get on this yacht. But
so
the 300.
Uh-huh.
That's where you have all the parties. I'm going to have the president over. I would have the president on this yacht.
So you just have the president live on your $300 million
yes.
yacht.
That's his vacation home.
I suppose that is a reason to spend the extra $100
million.
Yeah. Yeah.
So
just for everybody else.
On my $200 million yacht, I probably have like, you know, 2-3 basketball courts. On my $300 million yacht, football field.
Oh.
I was thinking on my $200 million yacht, it would be a yacht, a single yacht. But my $300 million yacht would have the $200 million yacht inside of it.
Ooh.
Oh, nice.
Pull up with my $200 million to further venture off into deeper seas with my $300 million.
There
it would
go.
Obviously
it's
be
a garage.
It's a garage.
It's that upgrade.
Yeah.
There you go.
Fucking.
Like the Batmobile. Has the bat pod inside
exactly.
of it.
Exactly. Or how, like, you can pick a nigga up and then, like, let him out without getting out. Like, all right, like, get out. And, like, their seat rolls out the back of the fucking.
But see, you actually have better because I was just going to drag my $200 million yacht.
Along.
Like, it'll be.
Oh, like a fucking motorcycle cart?
Yes, exactly. Like, have it on the side
Oprah's
and just pull
like,
it.
Yo, you sit in the
it's
little one.
Slightly bigger. Slightly bigger. Yeah,
I
only two people
that.
Will be on it.
No matter what Oprah gives away and like detests, like here you take this, everybody takes it.
Yeah,
oh,
it's
yeah.
like take my $100 million. I don't want it. It's like
she just got money to throw away. It's like,
incredible. Oh, I would have, what are they? The military airplane base.
Oh,
Air Force.
I could land
carrier.
Airstrip.
Yeah, I have a carrier plane, like
a carrier
fucking,
strip.
Yeah, on the end of my $300 million
with a jet on it.
My $200 million turns into a helicopter that I land on my fucking airplane carrier.
My $200 million yacht will be used to bring illegal immigrants to the United States. While I follow
Why?
In a boat with armed military men.
Wait, we don't want illegal
That doesn't even make sense, Larry. I don't.
Why not?
I'm not even going to.
Why
I'm
not?
I'm going to leave that alone.
Gold encrusted freaking.
Hell yeah, boy.
Yeah.
You get more money from illegal immigrants. Stupid.
Go I'm ahead. Not trying to make money. I'm trying to flaunt some shit, dog.
No, okay. Yeah. I'm trying to make more money, but go ahead.
I would. Stupid. I would have two airplanes and a helicopter on my $300 million yacht.
Okay.
Whereas my $200 million yacht just has a couple helicopters.
Okay. Regular police
live on my $300 million yacht, and I'd pull up to that yacht in my $200 million.
Hey, Lloyd, you got anything to add to this?
In the $200 to get out.
Let's see. My $200 million yacht. Oh, damn. I'd buy, like, every car I'd ever want. I would build a house on that. Then I'd build a mansion on my $300 million yacht.
That's nice. I like that one.
Well, that's it, folks. That's our top and bottom eight.
Yay.
I would sell both my yachts to buy a $500 million yacht.
That's a good one.
Upgrade.
That's a good one.
All right, Lloyd, you want to play us out on the show, man? When you ready. Larry, you ready?
I'm always ready.
Because Charlie ain't here.
It's all good. But listen close, folks. We need your support.
Try again.
Oh, listen close, folks. We need your support. We're on this struggle game and trying to grow. So follow us on Twitter @attack_podcast. Like our Facebook page. Send us an email. Our address is theattackpodcast@gmail.com. Visit our webpage, theattackpodcast.com. All one word. Leave us some comments. Send us an email. We'll read them on the air. And thank you for your support. And remember, you can find the show on Podomatic, SoundCloud, iTunes, the net in general, where you can leave comments and reviews.
On the interwebs.
On the interwebs.
Because it's like a series of tubes, and we'd be stuffing that shit up.
That's true. It's filled with our shit. Goodbye, everyone.
My name is Mr. Dank.
Get dank. Get dank.
Whoop, whoop.
Get dank. Get dank.